So yesterday, EB brings up the Diddy story during the entertainment page. And I saw yesterday after that, that 50 Cent took to Twitter or Instagram to troll Diddy. And I thought it was a fake story, but maybe it's legit. Cakes, how many bottles of lube would you happen to have at your house?
Lube?
Yes.
Baby I'll say oils. I've got baby oil. Oh,
baby
slash
oil? I mean,
lube.
We may have one bottle of baby oil at my house. Maybe.
Likewise. Yeah. Might have one.
I mean, it's probably 90% full. I don't even know why we have it.
Right.
But we have it. I'm sure we have it.
Diddy had 1,000.
1,000 bottles of baby oil.
I mean, just
put him in jail.
How much
for
space
that
does that just take up?
That in and of itself should have him in jail.
This might be a dumb question, but what is baby oil used for? Besides, like, if you're Diddy, rubbing
smushing
it on butts and boobs.
Smushing.
I guess it's just,
obviously,
like,
for baby, it's got to be
dry
for baby
skin. It's for babies who
diaper
have
rash.
Diaper rash.
Okay.
It just cools the skin.
I mean, what is it for other than buns?
Yeah. Basically, what's its
buns
purpose?
What's its purpose?
Yeah.
It's for the babies with their diapers.
I've literally never bought baby oil. I wouldn't even know where it's located.
I think I bought it, but for when I had babies. Isabella's 7 now, so it's been a while. I don't think I've ever bought a regular, like, where condoms are and there's lube. I've never bought a bottle of lube.
But how many?
Never.
What would a thousand bottles
you're
would take up
out,
this entire table?
I don't need it.
I mean, you would need like a separate pantry just for baby oil for 1,000 bottles of it.
Yeah.
Like you for his freak parties. Well, I guess it was for his gift bags.
If you have a freak party, you just probably, I don't know, dump gallons of baby oil into like a baby pool, and then who knows what happens after that.
But
I think I know what happens after that.
It's baby oil wrestling.
Maybe you walk into the Diddy party, they give you condoms, like the 3 for free.
I think if I ever got an invite to a Diddy party, I would have to politely decline.
It'd be a good story.
But no, thank
you.
Yeah,
that was one of my hypotheticals. Would you have any interest in going to a Diddy party?
No.
Let's say you wouldn't be videoed. You can be kind of like a fly on the wall. You wouldn't want to do that?
Sure. Yeah, I would.
Just kind of see all the shenanigans that are going on.
Can you imagine the stories you could tell?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're implicated by going. But you're saying you take that out.
It's guilt by association.
You take out the implication of being there.
So I can just be invisible. I can be like Jahan Dotson in the Eagles-Falcons game. Invisible. Walk into the Diddy party and not.
If you could be Jahan Dotson.
Okay. Nobody would
you
say.
You know, you can wear an eyes wide shut mask so no one knows you're there.
Right. Maybe just to see what's doing. But my understanding of what's doing in that party and a lot of other parties is, your mind would be blown.
Right. Well, literally. Amongst other things.
Yeah.
That would be one of the things.
Yeah. Did you guys see the video of the raid with the lube?
I did not.
Unless I'm being duped. These are like Costco-sized bottles.
They're economy-sized bottles?
And it's clearly in some mega mansion marble bathroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 5-gallon bucket of lube. Yeah.
I just saw the 50 Cent dig, and I almost thought it was a fake story.
No. He's such a threat, the judge turned down $50 million bail off.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because collateral. If he didn't, he's on his private, and he's going to, I don't know, Spain.
Possibly.
But he's definitely a threat to all the witnesses.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a threat to my eardrums with his bad music.
I've been down the Diddy wormhole, since all this stuff came out.
We all know.
Yeah, well, the allegations against him are insane.
Hey, it's easy to get down the wormhole when it's just lined up with gallons of lube.
Yeah, it's like a slip and slide down
right
that wormhole.
Down there, no, I mean, like the allegations of murder, like there's so much going on with that dude.
Yeah.
And I think it's the tip of the iceberg. I don't know if he's going to. I don't know. A lot of people are speculating that, he's just they're gonna have to kill him.
I can't go down the wormhole because now I have to decide: do I start Derek Carr or Jaden Daniels in week 3? I got a lot of decisions.
Hey,
I can't waste the bandwidth, EB.
Yeah, how does Diddy kill Tupac when he's got lube all over his hands? He can't shoot that gun.
Yeah. Oh, we can build a big comedy pyramid with this.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that he allegedly, and who knows if he actually did, but they you know, he offered $1 million to Chief Keef or whatever the guy's name is.
He tried to pay him in lube.
Cases of lube. But there's also allegations. I mean, Kim Porter's best friend is convinced that he had her killed. Yeah.
Now you didn't tell me who Kim Porter is.
That was like his long, long, long standing relationship, mother of a couple of his children.
That's not the girl he beat up.
No, that's the girl that just like died suddenly.
Oh.
Hey, do you think Jennifer Lopez knew any of this stuff was going down with them?
Well, like
they were together for a long, long, long time,
yes.
I feel like.
Yes. The rumor is yes. I don't know if that's true, but the rumor is yes. That she was at the parties, she saw all the nonsense, but she was young. So her defense is she was young and dumb. You know what I mean?
There's probably a lot of people that were at that party that were young and dumb and didn't realize.
100%.
But when you brought this up yesterday on the EP, and I kind of mocked it and said, why aren't you talking about Perry Farrell first? I didn't really realize how big of a deal this is. This is a
big... Exactly.
No, you're right. I was wrong. It's a big effing
deal.
Leave
the EP to me. Yeah. Well, it is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
No,
And the fact that the judge said, no bail for you, my friend. Yeah. You're finished.
And he's going. Because
you're
going to
either kill somebody or pay somebody off, or you're going to jet and be somewhere else.
It's a lock his computer has. He's searched countries with no extradition treaties to the United States.
I mean,
He's definitely done that on his computer.
He's done the math on that. Well, why wouldn't you do that?
Like, yeah, of course you have to.
Can someone please explain? I would love a lawyer to call in. Explain how Polanski can be free. Literally make movies, get awards.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he still making movies? I have no idea.
He's a convicted, basically, pedophile.
Right. I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
And the U.S. wants him. He can't step foot here in the United States because they would technically, if they were aware of it, they would arrest him.
One sentence answer here is...
I think it's just the fact
he was declared a free man after Switzerland rejected a U.S. request to extradite him to be sentenced for having sex with a 13-year-old girl.
Well, I mean, that's just awful.
So, okay. So, where is he? So, he's in Switzerland?
That's the one sentence answer I got when I basically typed up.
If we really wanted him, they could get him. What is Switzerland going to overpower us?
We can, no, of course.
What if Roman Polanski? I think it's the crime. If Roman Polanski tried to kill the president, he would be.
Right. In other words, they don't care about raping 13-year-old girls.
Well, they probably care, but not as much as they would some other serious crimes.
Yeah.
I just don't understand, as Valdez was talking about yesterday, why did he just didn't take his plane and go to Sochi or something?
Right, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's not that many places you can go.
They're definitely not going to start an international conflict over Diddy with Russia or someone.
Well, you can China. Go to Russia. You can have
all of that. Do you want to go to Russia now? Now you're...
I'd rather go to Russia than the Brooklyn jail or wherever he's going.
I guess. I mean, you could do a Snowden bit and just live in Russia and hope Putin doesn't kill you.
It's not all about the Benjamins.
Putin has no more use for you.
All about the rubles.
There's other nubs countries.
I think
China.
Venezuela. Is Venezuela one of them? You can have an island down there.
I did this search yesterday. It's a lot of African and Eastern European countries.
Here they are. Countries with extradition challenges for the U.S. This is according to Bing, so who knows? China, Ecuador, Cuba, Bolivia, Nicaragua. This one kind of jumps out at me. Iceland.
That seems like it might be silly.
Switzerland. Venezuela. Zimbabwe.
Man,
that's your list.
I guess I'd choose Iceland.
Iceland,
we used to give away trips to Iceland.
Yeah, but that says challenge. Doesn't say it's, it's surmountable.
Yeah, go be a big ball in Reykjavik.
It says treaty privacy advocate. I'm not sure what that means. Bolivia says treaty leftist government. Don't get sized. Nicaragua, treaty anti-imperialist stance. No. Not sure what that means either.
Where was Snowden?
Snowden's in
Russia.
Where is
he? He's still there?
I think so.
No idea.
I have no idea. He could have been in New York.
Sure,
I have
no
idea. He could have been living on this floor in D.C.
No, 99% sure he's in Russia still.
He was granted citizenship by Putin in 2022.
Yeah.
What about the other donk?
Oh, Assange?
Yeah.
Julian Assange?
Yeah, where is he?
He's free, but I think he had to go back to Australia.
He got to go to Australia.
He's from Australia.
Where was he hiding out?
What do you mean, hiding out? He was in prison.
He was in Belmarsh
prison.
Oh, I thought
he was like in he was hiding out for numerous years.
Yeah, and then they arrested him and threw him in the poke, and he was friggin' they were trying to kill him, basically. Starve him to death.
I wasn't following.
You weren't following?
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, I was with you.
I mean, I remember the headlines, but then I moved on with my life.
Those guys.
Yeah, he's in Australia now, Assange.
See, the things that you remember are not like the political details. It's 1,000 bottles of lube. Like
you'll remember. Yeah.
Well, I'll never forget that.
Hey, we should have a junkies freak off party at the State Theater. Chef will come.
Can our company afford 1,000 bottles
of
lube?
Hold on. Can we do that? Let's just think about this for a second. Brainstorm.
Uh-huh.
Can we do a freak off party? Just because it's fun to say freak off party, but what would we do in it that would all be legal and it wouldn't get us in trouble? If we said we're gonna have a junkies freak off party,
what are the activities at the freak off?
JP brings his sex swing, with no lube apparently.
Lubeless,
lubeless JP.
Hey, you know what? It's better we did this segment here today
than yesterday.
Than Monumental yesterday
with all those people saying
it's better that this is here.
Yeah.
Now it's still
they're laughing
up
in the control room.
What could we do? What could we do if at a freak off party? What do you do at your house, Travi?
No, we would have a baby pool full of baby oil.
Yeah.
Couples can hang out in the pool. Yeah.
Maybe we're getting big ass mattress. Could we legitimately
have a pillow fight?
And just have couples making out and just like no sex.
I'm sure they would.
No sex. Just
bring back
out.
Our crush it contest. No,
We should just go big. We should just drain the reflecting pool and fill it with lube.
Diddy could fill the reflecting pool
with all his lube. Fill the entire thing.
They even retired Freaknik in 1999.
What is Freaknik? That was a festival?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was probably just
It was
ridiculous.
A spring break party in Atlanta.
Yeah, it was probably a disaster.
Hey, can you imagine all of our dude creepy listeners at the freak off?
Yeah, our freak off.
With the one woman that shows up.
It'd be a mega sausage fest is what it would be.
No disrespect, she'd be
atrocious. She would be a two.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, you know, she would look like a 10.
Cancel the hypothetical.
With 200 dudes.
She'd be the woman that called us a few weeks ago from wherever she was from.
Who was the woman that
remember
called
that
us?
Woman that called us and we tried to set her up on a date?
Oh, I do kind of remember that.
My buddy sent me a text yesterday. He said he was cleaning out his old computer, and I don't know how he got his hands on these pictures.
Oh, no.
But I sent them to Mike Maher, and I was like,
don't
you
put
missed
it on
out
our
on the
do me
golden
favor,
era.
On our Instagram.
Yeah, why are we do no, we no. keep posting old pictures of us?
I didn't post
it. Big fat pig.
I didn't post it.
I know you just posted one yesterday. You didn't get cakes and EB approval. You know, just because
it
you
was
looked...
a promo picture.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I want to promote it.
Yeah, you know what other picture I hate? That one on the Wheaties box. 15 chins. Hate it. No facial hair. That picture stinks too.
I don't love that one. Yeah, that photoshopped a little bit.
R11 hat. How old is that R11 hat? He's 20
probably,
years old. He's
probably still wearing the same sweatpants.
Anyway, look, this is not for the air, EB.
Yeah.
But I just said.
Let me see.
This is what we. That's the old show.
All right, it lost it.
No, it's right there.
Click that.
The little picture. That we used to do those type of bits on the show.
Well, those, I mean, I can only imagine what the picture is.
I can't even remember taking that picture.
Those bits are probably 20 years old.
I'm going to claim
it's not AI. I 100% remember we had the four porn stars join us in studio, like, together. That's during, the fantasies days.
Oh, those are porn stars? I didn't even know who they were. Porn stars. I'm sure they're stars. Cakes, do you remember that photo?
I'd have to see it.
He's in it.
That's a great example.
Let me see it.
We may want to scrub this photo from the.
Am
where
I
did
in
this photo come from?
You're actually not in it.
All right, good.
Yeah. How did you dodge this?
Is that on the internet? On the internet somewhere? Or is
my buddy said he
phone?
Was cleaning out his computer and he had it.
Jason, where was that posted?
I told him I think it's pre-cell phone.
I think it's a fake.
It's not a fake. That's a show.
You should see Mar's eyes light up right now.
Mar,
let me tell you something, dude. The 90s, the early 2000s, totally
I think that
different.
That was 2005. Picture.
That was totally different.
We'd have a monthly freak off.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. It's 2000. That's during the midday show.
We did that
in the middle
those
of the
girls
day.
All
you know what I'm going to claim?
And then he sent me.
AI.
No. Because then he sent me pictures. He goes, I also have a picture of your old intern.
Yeah.
You remember? I mean, it's show.
How do these people?
Who is this person?
I'm not gonna.
Is it someone that I know? Someone associated with the show?
Sure. No, he's not associated with the show.
So he must have got it somewhere. Somebody posted that somewhere.
I don't.
Let me. Can I see that picture?
Now you're wishing you were in that picture.
You know how?
No, I'm glad I'm not.
Do you know how?
That's a normal picture. That's a normal picture.
Be weird.
It's our old intern.
I've never seen that person.
Smoke show.
I would be deleting that picture with the quickness. I would just never avow that picture.
JPA seems to have like a memory. Like, do you remember who that person is?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember the name.
Did you do your compliance training after you took that picture?
Yeah. What it was a dip Mar, it was a different era.
She was an intern who was on
20 years too late.
She was in like the JMU calendar. We made it like a big deal. Mm-hmm. Work for us for a couple months.
Mar, you should have heard some of the things we said back then.
Oh, no, he shouldn't.
We would have been fired in 2 seconds.
He said it to me a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. He's like, he goes, you got to bring back the Junkettes. You got to bring back the spring break party.
Well, that guy
he wants to bring back
Mar.
Like Mar.
Okay,
yeah.
He's foaming at the mouth for a spring break party.
Out, dude.
Those are so dead.
You're born at the wrong time, Mike
Everybody
Mar.
Associated with the show, not us. Everybody else was cleaning up.
Mar would love the summer dress parties.
Yes.
I mean, dude, think of it. I get hyped to go to Clarendon. I mean, how much fun would I have at a drunk
party? We did
party?
A normal, like, beer appearance.
Yeah.
It was, like, on Surfside. Fire.
Surfside.
Yeah, he thought it was the greatest thing ever. Yeah. That picture, though, you never know. That's delete that one.
I don't even have it.
Delete.
He had it.
Jeez. I can't believe you don't remember taking that picture.
Do you remember?
I don't.
I wasn't in it, apparently. I got what happened? I got screwed.
Oh, Jason's not even in it?
Hey, maybe I am, and I just got cropped out of it.
One last thing on Diddy and JP.
Yeah.
Remember when he asked Carbs if he knew Diddy was arrested yesterday?
Yeah.
Speaking of his
awkward, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, because he's so tunnel vision.
I didn't even catch that. Yeah. What are you testing? Is not his like.
He just wanted to talk about something other than hockey.
Were you going to bring up something? The freak off party?
I can't remember the question before.
Yeah. No. We invite Carbs to our freak off. Yeah. Hey, we'll put baby oil on his bald head.
Everyone gets ice for Carbs. He's a butt nice
love
guy.
Him. Love
I did
dude.
Notice though, Cakes, you might have actually won the bald off because I noticed because I was right next to him on the left side of his head.
Yeah.
He had missed a spot shaving.
I've walked one leg up on my man Carbs. Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz as we play some true false here on the Junkies.